Thanks so much for having me, Lee.
Burnie Arts and Function Centre has a story to be told tonight, Stardust and the Mission. And really, Joel, it's about two powerful yet forgotten Australian stories, which is uncovering our past, but also to reveal who we are today. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so Stardust and the Mission is a double bill of two family stories, two Australian stories. The first half is the story of my grandfather, Cole Brain. He was a jazz musician and a trumpet player. And before he died, he stored his life's possessions in a cupboard and he locked it up. And as a family, this cupboard just sat in the garage for many, many years until a number of years later, Mum and I rediscovered the cupboard sitting in the back of the garage, you know, covered in dust and cobwebs and the like, and we reopened it, only for his life to unfold out in front of us in terms of the things that he felt were important to leave behind for us.
And how much joy would that have been, Joel, when you unlocked the dresser there to find all these stories? Fantastic.
Pretty extraordinary, and you know these physical possessions that you know he felt were important to him, and that he felt were important to pass on to you know the future generations. And it just so happens that you know the items in the cupboard that you know form part of the show that we're telling, the story that we're telling, as you said, at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre tonight, as part of this double build Stardust and the Mission. And one of the great parts of this show is I get to play his old trumpet, which we found as part of the cupboard, as well as an old suit jacket, which still fits despite
wow.
the last couple of years of being under lockdown. So it's a really special story, which originally was an ABC Radio National documentary, would you believe? So it actually has sort of been converted from what was originally a radio show into a live theatre show with a live band, and we'll be working with the City of Burnie Brass Band, who are forming the on-stage brass band, performing jazz songs, military songs, and some original Australian music too. And they're performing across the two stories, Stardust and The Mission, which, as you said, is happening tonight.
Yeah, the City of Burnie Brass Band, I know they've been rehearsing for this for months, so they can't wait to get on stage tonight and perform.
Yeah, look, it's going to be really terrific. You know, we had a terrific rehearsal with them last night. We're really ready to go. This is a show that's touring all around the country this year, 6-month national tour, touring to most of the states, and we have the great fortune of working with local bands wherever we go. So it means that every show is unique and fresh, and you know they bring their own personality on stage, and that's what keeps us fresh and offers us a really terrific insight into the local community.
Gee, Joel, I love the idea of unlocking a time capsule, as it were, and finding this remarkable story to be told there, particularly something that's so close to your home there as well. And you're not only performing on your own either. You've got Tom sharing the story of All Love and Loss as well.
Yes, that's right. So Tom Molyneux is a Gunditjmara man, and he's telling the story of his great-great-uncle, Alan MacDonald, who was one of the first Aboriginal soldiers to enlist for World War I. He was a light horseman, Alan was, and fought at Gallipoli and Beersheba, those you know, big iconic battles of World War I, only to come back to a country which didn't want to recognise him or his contribution. So this is a story that Tom has discovered, unlike mine, which was through physical objects and the discovery of a cupboard. Tom discovered this story through fragments of conversation with community members, family members and elders, and spins a terrific yarn as he describes the harrowing experiences of his ancestor during World War I, but then also as really a conversation about reckoning, I suppose, Australia's past, and for us to have a conversation about what it was really like for black diggers who came back to this country and was denied things like soldier settlements, which were sort of part of the offering, I suppose, of soldiers when they got back to the country. So it's a really gripping story, and one that packs a punch. So in a way, you get two stories for the price of one, and two very different stories, but they're connected through this idea of exploring the people who came before you to understand more about who you are today.
Very, very powerful to play this out in front of your people in the audience at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre tonight, along with the City of Burnie Brass Band. So it promises to be a great show. It all kicks off at 7:30 tonight, two for the price of one, so to speak, Stardust and The Mission. And Joel, thank you very much for your time this morning, for telling us all about it on 7B Breakfast. And what do they say in the business? Go break a leg, but don't do it literally.
Thanks so much for having me, Lee.